From the stage of the Long Acre Theater in New York City, we bring you Red Benson Movie Matinee. Hello, everybody. Today is Tuesday, another Good News Day on Movie Matinee. And this is Red Benson welcoming all of you coast-to-coast listeners to another transcribed session of the program on which the players win prizes for answering questions about the movies and the stars. And you folks at home can win valuable Bulova watches or Volupte combination compacts and cigarette cases, too, by sending a letter about a movie you've seen to Movie Matinee, Box 616, New York 8. That's Movie Matinee, Box 616, New York 8. Well, I'll tell you more about that later on. Right now, let's say how to Big Chief Cook and introducer Carl Warren.
How?
Will you introduce the first two players, Chief?
How?
Well, the usual way, Carl. Just give their names and their addresses, all right?
Squaw, she. Mrs. Dorothy Davis, Catawissa, Pennsylvania. Brave, him. Private First Class Morton Sherman, Boston, Massachusetts.
How are you? How, Martin? Yeah, you'll have to excuse Carl. We sent him to see Fort Apache last night, and he can't get over it over there. How are you feeling, Private First Class Morton Sherman?
How?
you're allowed to say something else, you know.
Okay.
All right, fine. Boy, I don't know who let all these Indians here. What are you doing in from Boston, soldier?
I'm stationed in New Rochelle, New York.
In New Rochelle? That's right. Up my territory. I live up there in Mount Vernon. How long have you been up there, Morton?
About a month. Just re-enlisted.
You did?
Yeah.
You mean you like the Army, huh?
No, I was in the Navy before.
You were in the Navy, and now you've switched
to the
Army.
Air Corps.
What?
United States Air Force.
Oh, what made you switch over, Morton?
Because I made a new branch, so I figured it'd be all right.
You figured it'd be all right. Yeah. What is the new branch, Morton?
United States Air Force.
Oh, I see. You mean now that it's a separate branch on its own, you figured it'd be okay. And what sort of thing are you doing there in the Air Force, Morton?
Well, this is the receiving station now. I'm waiting to be shipped out.
You really move around, don't you, huh? You like to travel a lot, Morton?
Yeah.
Good for you. Have you ever been on any quiz programs before?
Yeah.
You have? Did you have fun?
I lost.
Oh, you did? Well, Morton, I hope you'll break your winning streak today and see how well you're going to do on Movie Matinee. Happy to have you with us, soldier. Hello, Dorothy Davis. How are you?
Hi.
How are you feeling?
Oh, fine.
Where are you from?
Catawissa, Pennsylvania. No cracks.
No, I didn't say anything
at all.
You know
what I'm thinking, I know.
Catawissa, Pennsylvania. That is quite a name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you could take a lot of teasing on that.
I do.
Is a Catawissa an animal? Or a feather, as you have in your hat there? Or what is a Catawissa?
Well, I don't know. My mother refers to it as cat's whiskers.
Cat's whiskers? Huh? By the way, isn't a Catawissa one of those things that grow on the tree?
Sure.
Is that what
right.
that is?
That's
I remember
right,
that now.
Exactly.
As a kid, we used to take them and pretend they were stogies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, Dorothy, we're very happy to have you with us. And who's that cackling out there in the audience?
My mother.
Is that your mother? Uh-huh. She must be very proud of you, Dorothy.
I'm proud of her. She's
well,
wonderful.
Well, you should be. She's a very nice woman. I was talking to her before the program. Let's see how well you people are going to do. Before you try your skill at answering a special set of Movie Matinee questions, you two, I want you to try and crack our picture puzzler. Now, here is the setup, Morton and Dorothy. Carl will doff his Indian feathers long enough to read a limerick which describes a movie that's been shown all over the country and reviewed in Modern Screen Magazine. Any Movie Matinee player who correctly names the picture described in the limerick will go home with a picture puzzler prize package to which new prizes are added daily. The package is getting mighty full these days. It now contains
a 1948 Nash Kelvinator refrigerator. Leonard, the last word in refrigeration.
An ever-hot automatic electric blanket.
A universal clean air electric vacuum cleaner.
A Cavalier Cedar Hope chest.
45 pounds of Ferris hickory smoked ham.
A DeWalt table model radio.
A Delta pop-down toaster.
A Brunchmaster twin waffle iron.
Enough of the famous quality Vitavar paint to redecorate the inside or the outside of a six-room house or apartment.
A Helen Harper imported cashmere sweater combination.
A pair of smartly styled, dainty-made shoes.
A Century Glide-O-Matic iron.
A necklace of Victoria pearls.
A Parker pen and pencil set.
A Ronson Crown table lighter and Ronson servicer kit.
A five-piece set of Nesco Everheat stainless steel cooking utensils.
A combination rainbow grill and waffle maker.
And let's not forget today's new prize, Carl.
A KitchenAid electric mixer. KitchenAid, America's favorite food preparer.
So much for the prizes. Now here is the limerick.
Listen.
The music of Romberg will serve as a start. Then think of an animal for an additional part. Travel around with two guys and a gal. Perhaps you'll be aided by the proper locale.
Now here is this week's additional clue. Listen.
The star of this movie has also been seen as father, reporter, and fighting Marine.
All right, Dorothy and Morton, you've heard our limerick. You've had a chance to study it on the board. Our picture puzzler is due to be cracked. We're going into our third week now. Who knows, maybe it'll be cracked here today. Morton Sherman right there into the microphone. What title do you think is concealed in the limerick?
Life of Riley.
What did you say?
Life of something.
Is Life with Riley your choice? Yeah. Is that what you want to say?
Yes.
Private First Class Morton Sherman from Boston, Massachusetts, you are not right. But thank you for trying. Hooray. How about you, Dorothy Davis? What do you think it is?
Man, I'm confused.
You're confused?
Well,
take a chance. You never know, Dorothy.
Well.
Come on, you have 2 seconds.
New moon.
New moon. No, that was guessed before. It wasn't right. But however, thank you for trying. Cheer up, though. Don't feel sad, Dorothy and Martin, because this next set of questions we hope will make one of you glad. And what's more, if you score the highest score, you will take home
a 17-jewel Bulova watch. America runs on Bulova time.
You like that, huh, soldier? Huh? All right, now, boy. Now, listen, the questions are easy, Martin and Dorothy. I'll do a series of imitations, impersonations, hallucinations. No, no. Wait a minute. Actually, all you have to do is to tell me the cartoon character, the star, the movie, or the picture company that I ask for. For example, if I say, name an actor who goes, ink, a dink a doo, in poison. You know, you would say Jimmy Durante or something, you know. It's a little around the idea there. All right. Now, raise your hand if you know the answer and wait for me to call on you. Please don't speak until I call on you. Who would this be in the movie?
Arf, 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 arf.
Yes, Martin.
Pluto.
Who?
Pluto.
All right, Pluto the pup is right, or Lassie. You could have said either one at all. All right, very good. All righty. One for you, Martin. You get the idea, Dorothy?
Right.
Here we go. Does this remind you of a famous musical comedy that was on the stage and also on the screen when I do boop, 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 boop? Yes, Dorothy?
Showboat.
Showboat is absolutely right. The captain was Charles Whittinger. Edna Ferber's wonderful Showboat. You scored it 1 apiece on the board. Now, this actor, Morton and Dorothy, should be easy when I say, ah, yes, my darling, to think I found it at last, Shangri-La, the land of plenty. Yes, Dorothy.
Ronald Coleman.
You are right, it is Ronald Coleman. 2 for you, Dorothy. And you have one over there, Martin. Can you think of a comedy team when Carl and I make with a little singing, sort of, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong,
clang,
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 bong, clang, bong, bong. Yeah, Martin. What do you think you're getting it?
Sound like Amos and Andy.
It sounded like Amos and Andy. That was very good. I think it was.
Well, thank you, Morton. That's very, very nice of you to say that over there. But that isn't who it was, you know. Let me see, Morton. Now, you're supposed to think of a comedy star when we do this comedy team. What were we doing over there? You know
singing.
What that was?
Yeah, we're singing. Thank you very much. Dorothy, what do you think?
Was it Laurel and Hardy?
No, not Laurel and Hardy. What were we singing? Do you know, Dorothy?
The Anvil Chorus.
The Anvil Chorus. And what does the Anvil Chorus come from? What, a musical comedy or a motion picture or what?
It comes comedy.
From a... No, Anvil Chorus comes from an opera, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, what famous team, a quartet, did you see in an opera picture? And you'll have... Who did you see in a night at the opera? Now tell me the... Yes, Dorothy.
The Marx Brothers.
The 4 Marx Brothers, finally. All right, Dorothy, you have 3. Mort Sherman from Boston, you have 1. Let's try this one. You should be able to get this, Mort. You're walking along, and you see a chap with big ears, and he's whistling like this. Tell me the name of the picture. Dorothy.
Snow White.
Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs is absolutely right. Looking up at the board, Dorothy, you are able to come through with 4 points. Morton Sherman from Boston, Massachusetts, you only came through with 1. So, Dorothy Davis of Catawissa, Pennsylvania, you are the winner of the 17-jewel Bulova watch. Thank you for being with us and good luck to you. And Morton, don't go away, boy. Don't you go away. Could you use a pen and pencil set?
I've got one.
You have one? Would you like to have a nice Parker pen and pencil
set? I've got that kind.
Yeah, you have that kind over there? Well, how about a nice Ronson lighter, would you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you would like that? Yeah. All right, here's a Ronson pocket lighter, Ronson services. Good luck to you, Martin. Thanks for being here.
Mrs. Davis sure looks happy with that bullet of a watch, Arby.
Yes, and Morton looks happy with his prize, too. It sure is a fine prize, that beautiful 17-jewel bullet of a watch. And, friends, that's what we're awarding to you folks who write the most interesting and original letters about a movie that you've seen and liked.
Any limitations on the number of words read?
No, there aren't, Carl. Any number of words will do, folks. 50, 100, 150, you be the judge of that. You just send us a letter about a movie that you liked. And the writers of the five most interesting and original letters will receive beautiful 17-jewel bullet of a watches. And the writers of the next five most interesting and original letters will win Voluptate combination compacts and cigarette cases.
Who's judging the contest, Red?
I'm glad you asked that, Carl. The editors of Modern Screen Magazine are the judges, and their decision, incidentally, is final. However, in case of ties, duplicate prizes will be awarded, and the winners of this week's contest will be announced on Movie Matinee on Friday, October the 8th. So come on, get busy, and send along your letter about a movie that you saw to Movie Matinee, Box 616, New York 8.
Would you repeat that address, please, Red?
I'll be happy to, Carl. That's Movie Matinee, Box 616, New York 8. Send those letters in today, won't you?
Dr. Benson, call surgery. Dr. Benson, call surgery.
Dr. Benson is ready for that operation. Stopwatch?
Stopwatch.
Scoreboard?
Scoreboard.
Chalk?
Chalk.
Bring on the patients. Can they still talk?
Yes, Dr. Benson. They have enough breath to deliver a film filibuster. And they're Mrs. Stella Clark from New Canaan, Connecticut, and Mrs. Marie Lake from Mar Vista, California.
We call this next operation on
Red movie. Benson, huh? $10.
You do?
I bet him that I knew the name of the movie, and I don't.
Marie Lake, is that your name?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just before the program, you held your hand up, and you said, I bet I know the name of the movie, and I said, I'll bet you $10 you don't, and now you figure you've lost the $10, but you haven't
mentioned it. I know the name of the star, but I don't know the name of the movie.
Well, don't tell me now. We're going to give you another chance. You be thinking about it, all right? Huh? By the way, where are you from, Marie?
From Mar Vista, California.
You're a long way from home, aren't you?
I am. To be away from home.
Are you glad to be?
I love New York.
Oh, I don't blame you. I love it myself. Yes, indeed. Hey, there's nothing wrong with the state of California either, you know, Marie.
Nothing, except that it is not New York.
That's right. Are you going to live here, Marie?
No, I have to go back to California, but I don't relish the idea of going
back. Well, maybe you'll come and live here in New York eventually.
I'd like to if I could get my husband
a glamorous
to come
city?
Back.
What's
it's
that,
wonderful.
Marie? Yeah, so glamorous and everything
Definitely.
Going on and so much fun. Are you having a good time now?
Wonderful.
Are you enjoying yourself here today?
Always.
Have you heard this show out in Mar Vista, California?
Yes, I have.
Well, good for you. We hope that you continue
I've
to listen.
I've heard it on...
Good. On the Mutual Network.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Marie, you be thinking about that picture puzzler, and we're going to come back to you. First, I want to say hello to Mrs. Stella Clark, who comes from New Canaan, Connecticut, right?
Hello.
Hello,
yes,
Stella.
I do.
How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you.
We're very happy to have you with us here today. Are you happy to be on Movie
Matinee? Yes, I'm very happy. I had no idea I was going to be.
No, well, that's the idea. You see, you never know you're going to be picked, and it sort of makes it a little more interesting, doesn't
quite
it?
Quite a thrill.
Huh? Have you been studying our picture puzzler up there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, let me go over it once more.
I have an
more.
Idea, a very vague idea, though.
Say, you have a slight accent there, like it might be an English accent.
Oh, it's not an accent. That's my native tongue.
It is your native tongue. May I ask, is it London or...
London.
England.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been in America?
Oh, I've been in America... Well, I was in Canada for 27 years, and now a year in New York.
Oh, do you like it?
I come here to live. Oh, yes, I
oh,
like
good.
It.
Oh, good.
I visited 30 years ago.
We're very happy to have you with us here in the big city. Well, all right, let's try this picture puzzle now, Stella and Marie. The music of Romberg will serve as a start, then think of an animal for an additional part. Travel around with two guys and a gal. Perhaps you'll be aided by the proper locale. The star of this movie has also been seen as father, reporter, and fighting Marine. Stella Clark, what do you think the answer is?
Is it Alone on an Island?
It is not Alone on an Island. Stella Clark, thank you for trying. How about you, Marie Lake? What do you think it is? One and one title only.
I don't know. I know the name of the star, but I do not know the name
of the movie. Well, I am sorry, Marie Lake. We don't want you to tell us the name of the star, only the title of the movie. However, thank you both for trying. Don't feel too badly, because now maybe one of you are going to win a very wonderful prize. We're going to ask you to talk about a movie that you've seen, Stella and Marie, and whoever can give me the most facts about their picture in 30 seconds will be the winner of...
A DeWalt table model radio and a DeWalt Catalan cabinet.
Now, the man at the scoreboard is our Modern Screen Magazine expert, and he's going to give you a point for each different fact that you mentioned. Do you get the idea, Stella?
Yes.
All right. Now, you're going to get 30 seconds, Stella, and Marie, you're going to get 30 seconds, but first, let's get your movie choice you think you'd like to talk about. What is it, Stella?
I saw Mary of Scotland with Catherine Hepburn.
Oh, don't tell me now. Mary of Scotland is your movie choice. All right. Marie Lake.
I'll talk about Key Largo.
Key Largo is your picture choice. All righty. Now, Carl has his stopwatch over here. If you've heard the program, you know that the faster you talk and the louder you talk, the better off you are. Do you get the idea, Marie and Stella? Huh? Are there any questions from either of you before we get started? All right, I'd like to remind you that you're racing against one another. If Stella gets 10 and you only get 8, she's the winner, and vice versa. Carl has his stopwatch ready. Let's start off with you, Stella Clark, originally from Canada and London, now a resident of New Canaan, Connecticut, whose picture is Mary of Scotland. Start talking, Stella.
Catherine of Hepburn and Frederick March.
Keep going.
One thing that struck me as very silly was when I heard Catherine Hepburn in a very phony Scotch accent calling the baby a bubbly jock.
Oh, good. Keep going. Come on.
Very ridiculous.
Yeah, keep going.
The pipers are quite thrilling. But a whole lot of the picture is not very good.
Keep going.
Some of it's quite interesting.
Yes.
And a good deal of fighting and quite a lot of death.
Come on, keep going. 5 seconds. Come on, Stella.
Five seconds. Oh,
yeah, come on. A fact.
Well, it finished up.
Give her a fact
right.
for that. Cut your time is up, Stella Clark, and you came in Connecticut. You didn't do too badly. Let's see. You were able to come through with a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 facts. Not bad at all, Stella. All right. Marie Lake from Mar Vista, California.
Humphrey Bogart.
I'll tell you when to start so we can time you. All right? Don't be too anxious over there, Marie. Your picture is Key Largo. All right. Start talking.
Humphrey Bogart is aboard a bus. He's on his way to Key Largo. The bus is stopped by two officers
Keep
of
going.
The law who are
Come
looking
on.
For two Indians who have broken out from jail. He finally gets to the hotel to which he's headed, where he meets a number of strange characters. He asks for a drink. He's refused. A girl who is a lush gives him a drink.
Keep going.
And then he asks for rum. He can't get it.
Doing well. 5 seconds.
And he asks for the Lionel Barrymore, and he's told he's out.
Cut, Marie Lake from Mar Vista, California. Your time is up. Well, Stella over there was able to get 9. Let's see how well you did, Marie. You have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 10. You have 10 facts up there, Marie Lake, and you are the winner of our D-Wall Table Model Radio. Keep the $10 and the radio, and thank you both for being with us. Very, very nice.
I'm sketching the stars, or are you, Red?
Well, bring up the two players and let's find out.
All right, fella, here they are. Morris Sheffer from Plainfield, New Jersey, and Mrs. Charles Jano from New York City.
Hello, Mrs. Charles Jano. How are you? I would like to call you Charlie, because I don't think that's your name, so may I ask you your first name?
Helene.
Helene?
That's right.
All right, happy to have you with us, Helene. Let's say hello to the gentleman standing next to you, Morris Sheffer, who comes from...
Plainfield, New Jersey.
Morris, what do you do for a living, if I may?
I'm an engineer for the Aetna Casualty Insurance Company.
Sounds like a mighty good job. In other words, you do estimates on things that have to deal with insurance, is that
I inspect
right?
buildings.
All right, now let's see how well you're going to do in inspecting our limerick over here. What do you think, what movie title is concealed in that limerick, Morris?
I think it's Blood on the Sun.
Blood on the Sun. No, that isn't right, Mars. Thank you for trying, however. How about you, Mrs. Charles Jano? What
well,
do you
I'm
think
glad I didn't bet you that $10, too, because I thought it was New Moon. But can I have another try?
You didn't give that as
no,
your guess?
No.
Art, you have one choice. If that is not your choice,
no,
let's hear it.
No, it isn't. Well, it's been said.
New Moon
two
has
guys
been said.
From Texas.
What's that?
Two guys from Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Charles Jano. That was said before, too.
I'm sorry.
However, let's go Hollywood heavenward now, and I'm going to describe a star. And I want you to shout out the name of the star you think I'm describing whenever you think you know it. Okay, here it goes. Speak right up as soon as you know. Here's a six-footer from the land of the Cornhuskers. That's Nebraska. He attended the University of Minnesota and concentrated on becoming a reporter. As a reporter, he decided to try the stage, and back in 1928, he made his debut with the Cape Playhouse at Dennis, Massachusetts. Speak up as soon as you know. On Broadway and in Hollywood, he appeared in A Farmer Takes a Wife. His wife's name is Frances Seymour Brokaw. During the recent war...
Joe Cotton?
Served... What's that?
Joe Cotton?
No, that isn't right. During the recent war, he served in the Navy. He's back in the Navy again, but this time he's on
Henry
Broadway.
Fonda?
Henry Fonda is right. Mrs. Charles Jano of New York City, and you win the Miramatic pressure cooker for cooking without looking.
Say, Red.
Yes, Carl.
Did you see the new movie in Technicolor all about the Olympics?
Well, I sure did, Carl. As a matter of fact, I saw it yesterday. There are plenty of top-notch athletes in that one, and I'm sure that we could use a few of them up here on the show today for the obstacle race.
I'll say we could use them. I've got two fine specimens right here in the studio, Red.
All right.
Texas Jim DeVoe from New York City, and Mrs. Jeanette Shapiro from Brooklyn.
Well, fine. Let's welcome them, and I'm going to say hello to both of these very nice people in a few moments. But now remember, you folks at home, just as a reminder, that you can win a 17-jewel Bulova watch or a Volupte combination compact and cigarette case by sending us a letter telling why you liked a movie that you've seen. It's easy, and all you have to do is send those letters to Movie Matinee, Box 616, New York 8, and you'll be in line for a valuable prize. Now, if you want to write that address down, get your pencils and your paper, and here it is. Movie Matinee, Box 616, New York 8, about a movie that you've seen. Send it in right away, and maybe you'll be in line for one of those valuable prizes. Well, Jeanette Shapiro, you're in line for our jackpot over here, our Picture Puzzler prize package, if you can crack our Picture Puzzler. We're going to find out in a moment. Let's find out a little about yourself. You are married, Jeanette, are you?
Yes, I am.
And you are a native of Brooklyn?
Well, not a native, but I've been living there for a number of years now.
Uh-huh. I wonder if you could speak up just a little bit, Jeanette. They were getting a signal over there from Bill Sekel, our engineer.
Well, I'll try.
Where are you from originally, Jeanette?
Well, I was born in Chicago.
Uh-huh. But how long have you lived in Brooklyn?
Oh, about 7 or 8 years.
Well, anyone who lives in Brooklyn over 3 months automatically becomes a native of Brooklyn. Did you know that, Jeanette? It sure does. Do you have any little Shapiros, by the way?
No.
Not yet, huh?
No.
How long have you been married?
Not quite 3 years.
And what does Mr. Shapiro do?
He works for Howard Clothes.
Oh, that's a nice job. Mm-hmm. Is a salesman there, is he?
No, he's in the factory, in the plant.
Well, you go back and tell him you got a nice plug for the Howard Clothes on the air here today. Maybe they'll give him a raise. Do you
well,
think so?
Well, could be.
All right, fine. Well, hello there, partner. How are you feeling?
Hi, Red.
Oh, I feel pretty good. I think they call this young fellow here Gerald DeVoe. Is that right?
Well, that's my real name, but Texas Tim is my stage name.
Well, Texas Tim, mighty happy to have you with you, with us up here.
Good to be here.
We sure, with your boots on there. Where are you from? You from Texas, Gerald?
Well, no, I've worked out at East Haven, Connecticut. I've worked on dude ranches and also out in Texas.
Oh, in other words, you're an Eastern cowboy.
Well, right? I'm not exactly an Eastern. People call me that, but I don't like to be called an Eastern.
All right, we'll put you in the West for today.
Well,
all right.
That's a little bit better category.
All right. How far west do you want to go, Mr. Greeley? No, pardon me, Texas Tim.
Huh? Well, El Paso would be
all right.
About right.
All righty. You and I are now in El Paso, Texas. May I ask you what you do on the stage, Texas Tim?
Well, Red, I do a bullwhip act.
You do?
I cut cigarettes and paper out of people's hands and mouth. Sometimes I do it blindfolded.
Yeah?
And I'm very good at it.
Tim, you didn't bring a whip today, did you?
No, I wish I had him.
And to leave that mic cord alone over there. I'm glad you don't, believe me, because I would end up... I'm the guy who always gets cigarettes knocked out of his mouth and a couple of teeth along with it.
Well, I'm very good.
I bet you are, too,
I've got
Tim.
A steady hand.
Not that I don't trust you, but some other time, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think our picture puzzler is, Texas Tim? Huh?
What do I think it is?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Spencer Tracy, because Spencer...
No,
Tracy...
don't tell me the star. Just tell me the name of the picture, Gerald, if you don't mind. You'll be thinking about it. I'll ask Jeanette.
Well, this is a guess, but... Sea of Grass?
No, that isn't right, Jeanette Shapiro. Come on, Texas Tim. What do you think it is?
I'd say Boys Town.
Boys Town? No, that isn't right either, Gerald DeVoe, but thank you both for trying. Well, now, Carl has entered both of you, I understand, in our obstacle race. That's why you're wearing those artist smocks over there. And here he is to tell you what the winner is going to receive.
Red, the winner takes home an ever-hot roasterette for cooking the easy way.
All right, get on the starting line, Texas Tim and Jeanette Shapiro. Now, while the boys set up the balloons, the crackers, and the water, I'm going to tell you what we want you to do. Over here, Texas Tim, come right on in close to the microphone. Here's a little thing here that I want you to understand. Now, we're going to give you each a chance to think about three actors and three actresses. You'll be thinking about your three actors, you'll be thinking about your three actresses. Now, first of all, when I say go, you blow up your balloons. You keep on blowing until those balloons burst. Then, Jeanette, you name your actress good and loud into that microphone. And you, Texas Tim, name your actor good and loud into your microphone. Then, as soon as you do that, pick up that salted cracker. Start chewing it as fast as you can. Chew it thoroughly. Swallow it. Get it all the way down. And then, Jeanette, as soon as you do that, you name your actress... Texas Tim, as soon as you do that, you name your actor. Finally, you pick up that glass of water. There's not one between you. You each have a glass, you see. You start drinking the water. You try to get it down as fast as possible. On the inside, not on the outside. As soon as you do that, then Jeanette, you call out your third and final actress. And Texas Tim, you call out your third and final actor. You are racing against one another. The one who finishes first is the winner. Are there any questions, Texas Tim?
No.
Are there any questions, Jeanette Shapiro?
No, except that I don't think I could blow a balloon.
Oh, we're going to find out here in just a moment. We have an air pump there. We can help you, you know. All righty, what do you say? Pick up the balloon. Jeanette has the green balloon. Texas Tim has the blue balloon. Don't start yet. I'll tell you when. Take a deep breath. Once, twice, practice. Don't start yet. Just get ready. All right, get on your marks. Get set. Blow. All right, here we go. Jeanette Shapiro's blowing hard on the balloon. Oh, she's got a green balloon up. Texas Tim has his green balloon up. Oh, the balloon went down. Come on, Jeanette, start up. All right, Texas Tim, your actor. No, your actor into the microphone. Come on, quick.
Clark Gable.
All right, start on the cracker over there. Keep on blowing that balloon, Jeanette. Come on. All right, he's busted.
Now, Betty Grable.
All right, pick up that cracker and start eating it. Come on, catch up to him over there. Texas Tim is leading. No, you got to get it all the way down, Texas. Chew that cracker. Come on, Jeanette. On around the stage. Get that cracker down. Come on, you're going to have to catch up to him. You got to get it all the way down over there, Cowboy. No good. You got cracker crumbs over here. You got to swallow the cracker before you call out your... All right, go ahead, Texas Jim, your actress. Start on the glass of water. Come on, Jeanette Shapiro, your actress. Come on, get it out. Don't go away. You were such a very good sport over there. We gave the Ever Hot Roasterette to Texas Tim. We want you to take home a wonderful 3-ounce bottle of Shy perfume. Good luck to you, Jeanette Shapiro, and thank you for being with us.
Calling Charlie Chan, calling Mr. Moto. There's excitement ahead as we play Cops and Robbers on Movie Matinee.
Calling two players, come in, please.
Chester Nations from Palm Beach, Florida, and Miss Audrey Stevens from Boston, Massachusetts. Report to Inspector Benson immediately.
If not sooner. Hello, Audrey Stevens from Boston.
How do you do?
Very charming young lady, I might say, if you don't
Thank
mind.
Thank you.
Are you in New York on business or vacation, Audrey?
No, I'm looking for a job in the theater.
In the theater?
That's right.
Are you an actress?
That's right.
Have you done any acting before?
Yes, I have.
You're not married, are you?
No, I'm not.
Well, then you're not experienced, really, Audrey. Where have you performed before, Audrey?
Well, I've been in New Hampshire, Cambridge Summer Theater in Boston.
Mostly summer stock?
Yes, that's right.
What they call the Straw Hat Circuit?
That's right.
Are you a pretty good actress?
I think so.
What sort of roles do you do?
Sort of mean roles, character.
Do you? Well, yes. You don't have that type face. You have a very sweet face. We'd like to see how well you can act, and I'll tell you what I want you to do, Audrey.
What?
Since you are an actress, I wonder if you would emote our limerick up there into the microphone so everyone can hear it. In your best thespian style now, if you please.
All right.
Here's our picture puzzler limerick, as brought to you by Miss Audrey Stevens from Boston, Massachusetts.
The music of Romberg will serve as a start. Then think of an animal for an additional part. Travel around with two guys and a gal. Perhaps you'll be aided by the proper locale. The star of this movie has also been seen as a father, reporter, and fighting marine.
All righty, you did that very well over there, Audrey Stevens. Now we're going to find out if you can crack our picture puzzler. First, let's say hello to Chester Nations, who comes from Palm Beach, Florida. Right, Chester?
Right.
You're a very charming gentleman.
Thank you,
Ed. Look like someone in the movies, and I can't quite figure out who it is.
Wish it were me.
What's that?
Wish it were me.
Oh, I thought you said Mickey Mouse, but that wasn't right, Chester. Say, no, listen, folks. You know, I'm very sorry here, but looking up at the clock, I'm afraid our time is up. Chester, are you going to be in town tomorrow?
Well, I can.
Could you come back to the show?
Yes, I will.
How about you, Audrey Stevens?
Yes, I can.
Well, will you come back tomorrow? We'll ask you our picture puzzler.
All right.
Thank you both very much. Now, here's a reminder to you folks at home. If you want to win a 17 jewel Bulova watch or a Volupte combination compact and cigarette case, send in those letters in 50 words or less telling why you like the movie that you've seen. Send your letter to Movie Matinee, Box 616, New York 8. That's Movie Matinee, Box 616, New York 8. Now, Carl, let's hear the all-important uncracked picture puzzler limerick. Listen.
The music of Romberg will serve as a start. Then think of an animal for an additional part. Travel around with two guys and a gal. Perhaps you'll be aided by the proper locale. The star of this movie has also been seen as father, reporter, and fighting Marine.
Well, we're starting off with Chester Nations and Audrey Stevens tomorrow. Maybe they'll be able to crack our picture puzzler. For today's runners-up on Movie Matinee, I have a Ronson pocket lighter and Ronson servicer kit. Now, I'll be back again tomorrow over most of these same Mutual coast-to-coast stations, and our guest will be the popular actor Louis Calhern, now starring in the plays The Thing. Until then, this is Red Benson thanking you for listening and saying I'll see you at Movie Matinee!
Red Benson's Movie Matinee, written by Nat Eisenberg, produced and directed by Jerry Layton and Wilbur Stark, came to you transcribed from New York City. This is Carl Warren speaking.